Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is clear and warm across major cities, including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, as the day unfolds with sunny skies. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, the IDF has eliminated senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists in a Gaza strike earlier today. The military stated the operatives were planning new attacks despite a ceasefire. Also, Ynet reports that Iran is boasting, after a clash with Israel, threatening renewed attacks. Iranian officials say the exchange shifted the regional deterrence balance. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post covers Israel's response to Iran's attempt to reshape the Middle Eastern landscape. They argue Israel's swift action prevents a dangerous precedent. Separately, I-24 News highlights tensions within Israel's cabinet over Iran and Lebanon. Ministers are debating the right course of action, with some calling for tougher measures. And finally, Axios notes Israel's strikes on Iranian military targets after a missile attack. This marks a new phase in the conflict since the April 8 ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Keyes, a commentator, posted just minutes ago warning about deals with jihadist terrorists, calling them dangerous. UNET Global reports that an Israeli citizen faces charges of spying for Iran. The individual allegedly shared sensitive updates in exchange for cryptocurrency. Alex Gandler, an analyst, reminds followers that whitewashing individuals like Abu Safiya, a high-ranking Hamas operative, is morally unacceptable. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operation in Gaza, JNS reports that this strike targeted key figures responsible for attacks on Israeli troops. This comes amidst ongoing tensions and a fragile ceasefire. The move signals Israel's commitment to preempting threats, turning to Iran's recent threats. UNET highlights Iran's claims of a new deterrence balance after their clash with Israel. Iran warns of harsher retaliation if Israeli strikes persist. The rhetoric raises concerns of escalating regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses Israel's strategic response to Iranian provocations. Israeli officials argue that swift action is necessary to prevent Iran from setting new rules in the region. This underscores the high stakes involved in maintaining regional stability. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News covers the internal debates within Israel's cabinet. Ministers are divided over how to handle threats from Iran and Hezbollah. This debate reflects the complexity of balancing security and diplomacy. That strike comes hours after Axios noted Israel's military targeting Iranian assets following a missile attack. This escalation marks a significant shift since the ceasefire and could impact future diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on the mystery surrounding the Bank of Israel's $801 million currency purchase. This move has sparked speculation in financial markets about potential strategic motives. Separately, Mariv Business warns Jeep owners about a recall due to fire risks. Stellantis urges over 1 million Wrangler and Gladiator owners to prevent accidents. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Google's and Nvidia's interest in Intel as a backup chipmaker. This move aligns with their plans to secure processing units for future technological advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.